Hello, 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 Mask Off Crown Honors. It's me, your host, Kiana D, coming at you with a brand new episode of Mask Off Crowns On. I know it has been a while, it's been a few months, and longer than expected, longer than I told you I would be. But I needed some time. I needed some time to heal, I needed some time to regroup, and to resurrect my faith. Throughout these last few months, trials and tribulations have gotten to me. Still grieving. My mother has gotten to me. Adapting and learning relationships have gotten to me. So much so that I lost sight of me. I lost sight of the love that I have for myself. I lost sight of the fact that I serve a God who is more than able. Being confused and hurt about why he had to take my mother when he did, and realizing as I'm continuing to get older, and I'm pushing forward. I'm 36. I'll be 37 this year. I'm still single, but dating. No children. And I have my career. I have educated loads of children over these past 12 years. But with all that, I started to question, how much time do I have left? Have I done enough? Am I doing enough? Do the people that I love truly know that I love them? Have I shown them enough? Have I done enough for them? And so, through the process of questioning and starting to doubt, the enemy crept in. He crept in and made me feel like I was not enough. As if I was not doing enough. As if I had to prove myself daily. But you know, that's how the enemy works. He plays on your own insecurities, your fears, your doubts. And he makes you wonder, am I a mistake? Am I making a mistake of my life? Is God making a mistake with me? Do people around me, are the people in my life, do they truly love me? Do I truly even have a support system? And so your mind starts to feel, you start to race, your heart starts to race. And then all of a sudden, without you realizing, you're in a place where you feel like you can't go on. Like there's nothing worth going on for. If I'm not enough, and if I'm not doing enough, as hard as I try, as much as I give, then what is it for? What am I doing? What am I doing here? And that's when things get scary. And that's when you feel alone the most. And that's when you have to make the decision. Do I continue to believe and tell myself these lies? Because that's what they are. They're lies. Again, they're deception. It's a way of fooling you out of your place of peace, your place of faith. Because again, as I've discussed before, My faith had already started to get shaky after the passing of my mother because I prayed so hard. I believed so much that she was coming home that it literally rocked me at my core when she did not. So I'm still accepting that fact. I'm still learning to let go. I'm still learning to trust. And I had to tell myself that it's okay. That it's okay. Not only did I have to tell myself, but God reassured me as I focused on my word, as different YouTube videos would come across my path, or different just words from loved ones or friends at the very right moment to let me know that he's still here and that doubts are okay. I was reading Job, and that story always reminds me that, again, we can go through until we feel like we can't take it no more, until we're doubting God, we're questioning God. Because eventually Job did, with all of his faith, with all of his strength, with all of his belief, even Job doubted. Even Job started to question towards the end, and once the sores had started eating at his flesh so long. Because after a while, you just forget the good times, and you just start like, why? Why? And even God had to say, who are you to question, right? But in the end, Job's faith was restored. And his relationship with the Lord got better. And as a result, he was blessed doubly and given everything he lost. He lost all of his children. God gave him more. He lost his houses and cattle and food. And, you know, back then that was the so-called money. So he had lost it all. And God, again, gave him double. Peter doubted as he walked on the water and he started to sink. But God still stretched out his hand and picked him up. Whew. Even Jesus, I wouldn't say doubted, but even Jesus prayed that his cup would pass from him before going to the cross to die for our sins. And I know everyone has different faiths and different beliefs, and that's okay. I'm definitely not saying which one is right, which one is wrong, and any of that. All I know is we all have to have something to believe in, to hold on to when times just seem to get too rough to bear. When you can't see the next mountain for the valley. And it can't be this physical things. It can't be your money. Can't be your cars or houses or even the people that we love. Because that all lets us down. Each and every time when we think we're down and we're hoping someone will build us up, most times that's when they this is Job's friends, they just come with more questions or try to tell you what to do or give you quote unquote advice of how to move on and how to move forward, when at the end of the day, no one has a roadmap for each other's lives. We don't even have a roadmap for our own life. We're creating this thing day by day, learning to make better choices day by day, learning what we want and what we don't want day by day. So when people are in a time of doubt and fear, they're really not seeking your opinion or your approval or your guidance. More so your companionship, your love, your heart. They just want to know it's okay to not feel okay sometimes. And that it's going to be over one of these days. And whatever the next step is for them, for you, for me, it'll come. And it'll come naturally. And it'll come divinely. And it'll come inspiredly. So we really don't have to work that hard trying to figure it out. We don't have to stress ourselves trying to figure out what is that next, that big next move to get to whatever our goals are. Because we lose sight trying to aim, trying to get to those things that we're trying to accomplish in life, whatever they may be. You know, marriage, house, kids. You know, we all want these things. We want the money to travel and to, you know, have nice dinners and whatever, again, is on everybody's list. I know for me, I just want me a house with a garden and my family, you know. But everybody has their different goals, their different things that they want. And you deserve them. Every last bit of what you desire, you deserve it. And God's going to give it to you in his due timing. You're going to... excuse me, y'all. Lost track. But anyway, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. But it's going to take time. And it's going to take patience. And it's going to take a whole lot of self-love. So I'm in the process of relearning to just love me and be me just as I am. And I want to encourage you on this April Fool's, this April 1st, 2024, to do the same, to just love yourself as you are right now in whatever state you're in. Because at the end of the day, you only have your life. And I know it's cliche and we say it all the time, one life to live. But it's one of the truest cliches that we have. This is it, folks. Even if reincarnation is real, and I know some people believe in reincarnation, and even if that's the case, but that's going to be a whole nother life. You won't live this one. This current body, this current mindset, this current spirit, you won't live this life ever again. Because whatever you come back next as, whether you come back as a fly, beetle, or whatever, again, you know, again, now you're learning how to live as that. So you're not going to have this life anymore. You're not going to have this consciousness anymore. So love your life, live your life, enjoy your life. And again, in every state, in every way that you can. Because who knows when that last moment, that last breath is going to come. Even sometimes we may wish for it to come sooner than later, depending on where you are mentally and spiritually. And again, I've been there. Been there. But I encourage you to hold on just a little while longer. See what other beauties are out there for you. See what other miracles are in store for you. See what other beautiful days are designed just for you, my friends. I want you to go in peace this week. Enjoy your lives. This is all that Spirit has allowed me to say in this episode. And again, I just wanted to let you know what was going on, why there was no more episodes. Because again, I know my last episode I left off, I was like, yeah, it's celebration month, it's birthday month. And I tell you, after the celebrations, woo, life was lifing. But God. And so as I'm here, steady making improvements and steady learning again to love my journey and accept my journey for all that it is, I'm just here to encourage you to do the same. Because again, it's mask off, crown zone, baby. I'm not gonna hide. There ain't no hiding or playing the funk, as they say, around here. My highs, my lows, I share them with you guys, because at the end of the day, it is truly about us being there for each other and continuing to build a community, a world that we can all feel at peace in, that we can all feel loved in, that we can all feel safe in, no matter our gender, our creed, our ethnicities, our skin color, none of it. Our economical status, none of it. So I love you guys. Again, happy April. Happy spring, you guys. It is spring. New season, new beginnings. The flowers are starting to bloom. The bugs are back out. The sun is out. Go out, recharge in nature. Get you some sunlight. Feel the grass on your feet. And just remember, you are loved more than you can ever know, more than you can ever imagine. And I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about anyone here on this earth. There is a spiritual being, a creator, who allowed us, who wanted us all to be here at this very exact moment in time, who has loved you before time even existed. There is a God that loves you so deeply that there is nothing you can do to allow him or to force him to leave you or to walk away from you. So I want you to be encouraged today and know that you are loved, you are safe, and you are provided for. Whatever your needs may be, will be met. Go in peace, you guys. Have a great week. And again, this is your host, Kiana D, coming at you with another episode of Mask Off, Crowns On. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe for me. To anyone who may need an encouraging word, to anyone who may just need some upliftment today, pass this on. All right. Bye, guys. Until next week.